He had been hanging above a large, flat rectangle 800 feet long and 200 wide, made of something that looked as solid as rock, but now it seemed to be receding from him. It was exactly like one of those optical illusions when a three-dimensional object can, by an effort of will, appear to turn inside out, its near and far sides suddenly interchanging. That was happening to this huge, apparently solid structure. Impossibly, incredibly, it was no longer a monolith rearing high above a flat plain. What had seemed to be its roof had dropped away to infinite depths. For one dizzy moment he seemed to be looking down into a vertical shaft, a rectangular duct which defied the laws of perspective, for its size did not decrease with distance.